Wednesday the 1st of September, Kof Beis Elul, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, Hilchas Teshuvah.
So in this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Teshuvah. It says, V'ashuvah Yisrael levavecha, and v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha. And of course it's in Yonah D'Yoyma. It's not too early to start doing Teshuvah, as I'll explain soon, that you need more time than just saying saying vidu. You need a lot more time to do Teshuvah. So we'll talk about Hilchas Teshuvah. So the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Teshuvah, says, how do you do vidu? So he says, Ketzad Misvade, how do you do vidu? Oime, he says, Ono, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, Lefanecha, Vasisi, Kach, Lekach. He has to say the whole Nusach of Chatasi, Avisi, and Pashati, and I did so and so. So the Menchus Chinuch asks the Kashan Rambam, why do you always have to say, whatever Avera it is, if it's a Shoigeg or a Mezed, why do you always have to say the whole Nusach of Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati? He says, if it's an Avera you did B'Shoigeg, then you should say Chatasi. That means you did something B'Shoigeg. If it's something you did the Mezed, you should say Avisi. Why does Rambam say that you always say the same Nusach of Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati? You say the whole thing. So the Menchus Chinuch says, of course, that you don't have to say the whole Lashon, you always just say whatever that Avera was, that's what you say. If it was a Shoigeg, you say Chatasi, and so on. But you don't say the whole Nusach.
If you know what you did.
If you did something B'Shoigeg, then you don't say the whole Nusach, you only say Chatasi. If you've done everything, so you have to say Chatasi for the Shoigeg and Avisi for the Mezid. So if you know you only did a Shoigeg or you only did a Mezid, then Menchus Chinuch says you don't say the whole Nusach, you just say what you have to say for the Avera you did. And he brings a riyah from the Rambam in Maisa Kabanas, Per Gimel Halach Yudalet. Over there it says when talking about when you bring the Kabanas, you bring a Chatos, you bring a Oila, whatever Avera you did. So he says, on a Chatos, you misvada al Avoin Chatos, and on a Asham, you say Avoin Asham, and so on. So the Rambam over there says that you don't say whatever Kabam it is, you always say the whole Nusach of Chatos Yavisi. You just say, for the Kolm there it was, if it was a Shoigeg, then you say the Avera the Shoigeg that you did. If it was a Mezid, you say the Avera of the Mezid that you did. So there you see in the Rambam over there that you don't say a whole Nusach. If it was a Shoigeg, you just say the Shoigeg. If it was a Mezid, you mention the Mezid. And that's how the Menchus Chinuch takes on, that you just say that one thing for the Avera that you did. So Shach and Avi Ezri argues on the Menchus Chinuch, and he says that you see in the Rambam Hilchas Teshuvah that he says whatever Avera you do, he starts up Kol Mitzvos Teshuvah Torah, if it's a Eser, if it's a Lois Eser, Bein Bezodin, Bein Bishkoga, if it's a Mezid, if it's a Shoigeg, you always say the whole Nusach. So you see clear in the Rambam that you always say the whole Nusach. And he says what the Menchus Chinuch brings a Raya from the Rambam and Maaseh Korbanos, that you see that on the Chatos, you just say Chatosi, and you don't say the whole Nusach. So he says, if you look at the next halach in the Rambam, it says clear, V'keitzad misvade, oimer Chatosi, ovisi b'shati. So the Rambam in the next halach also says that you do say the whole Nusach. So he says, what the Rambam says earlier, that on the Chatos, you say Chatosi, means you have to specifically say Chatosi on the Chatos, and on the Oshim you say the Aver of the Oshim. But of course, you still have to say the general Nusach of Chatosi, ovisi b'shati. So therefore, Rabbi Ezri takes on that you do have to say, like the Rambam says over here, that you do have to say the whole Nusach. And he brings a Goyen that also we see the same thing. The pasuk in Shmuel base, Perikud base, pasuk Yud Gimel says like this: David HaMelech said to Yonason. The pasuk says, "Vayomer David al Yonason." David said to Yonason, "Chatasi Lashem, I sent to the Rebbeinu Shloilam." Vayomer Nosson el David, so Nosson said to David, Gam Hashem Heve Chatasa. The Bainu Shleilam was Moichel Yo Avere. It says the Goyen, after the word Chatasi, there's a psik. There's a stop in the Pasuk. So he says, why is there a psik in the Pasuk? So he says, because the normal Seder Avidu, even if you do something B'Shoigeg, you have to say the whole Nusach, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. And that's what David HaMelech wanted to say. David HaMelech wanted to say to Yonason, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. But straight after he said Chatasi, Nosson stopped him and said, that's it, enough, you don't have to say anything else. David HaMelech wanted to say Chatasi Avisi B'Shati, and he stopped him after Chatasi and said, that's it. Why? Because the Bnei Shalom was Moichel Yoh Ready for Yechet. And the Goyen explains the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says in Kapitel Lamed Hei Pasuk Beis, it says Chatosi Yodiyach. David the Melech says, I told you my chait, Vavoini lechisisi, in my oven I didn't cover up. Amati, I said, Oida alai peshoi, I'll be moida on my peshoim. Va'ata nasosa, and you will moichel me, avoin chatosi for my chet, for my shoigik. So he says, that's what David HaMelech was saying. Chatosi amati, I said, chatosi. And then he goes on, Va'avoin yu lechisisi, I didn't want to cover up my oven, I wanted to say, obisi. Amati oida alai peshoi, and I wanted to finish off with peshati, meaning I wanted to say the whole nusach, chatosi, obisi, peshati. Va'aton, you're going to learn nasasa avoin chatosi. You will moichel me with just saying chatosi. So what you see from the whole, the way the guy explains the pasuk, that of course David HaMelech wanted to say the whole nusach of chatosi, avisi, and peshati, but Nosan Hanavi told him straight after he said chatosi, the Bnei Shlomo was moichel you. That's it. You don't have to say anything else because Bnei Shlomo was moichel you already. But of course you see that David HaMelech did want to say the whole nusach of chatosi avisi peshati. So that's a kash on the Mechitz Chinuch. We'll get back to that later. Mechitz Chinuch says that you always only say the nusach on the avera that you did. You don't say the whole general nusach. And you see with David HaMelech that for his tshuva he did want to say the whole nusach of chatosi avisi peshati. So David Ezri explains that of course you do have to say the whole nusach. So it says, why do you have to say the whole nusach? If you only did a shayig, why should you have to say the whole nusach? So just say the chatosi for the shayig, or peshati for the mezid. Why do you have to say the whole nusach? So it says that in every shayig might be, his words are, yes, maybe there's a shemet shal mezid in it. There might be a slight mezid in it. And it doesn't explain much what it means. In every shayig there might be a slight mezid in it. It doesn't explain much. So I saw, Reb Chaim Kaufman explains, in this week's parsha it says, Leman sfoi sarava es hatzmeya. Rashi explains that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will punish for the shoygig just like for the mezid. So all the mafashim ask the kasha, why should the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give an oynish for the shoygig for something he did b'shoygig or b'oynish just like a mezid? So they explain like this, that the ptor that someone has when he does something b'shoygig or b'oynish is only if he did it b'shoygig, and if he would have been a mezid, he wouldn't have done it. Meaning b'mezid he wouldn't have done it. He was a shoygig, he was an oynah, so therefore he fell through and he did it. He did it b'shoygig, but if he would have been b'mezid, he would have been aware of it, he wouldn't have done it. Then you have the p'tor of shoygig. But if b'mezid you also would have done it, so you don't have the p'tor of shoygig, because you didn't do it because you accidentally did it, you were a shoygig, b'mezid you also wouldn't have done it. Happens to be that you were a shoygig. So in that case, you don't have the p'tor of shoygig. And the Beis Halevi in Pasha Shemois also has a whole explanation over there, and he explains a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says, "Aroiv avoinecha atzmucha tisecha." From the many sins avoinus of mezid that you did, atzmucha tasi, your shoygig also became more powerful. So he explains the same thing. If someone does something b'shoygig and he wouldn't have done it with mezid, then he has a patur, he was a shoygig. But if someone does anything b'mezid as well, so the fact that once he did it b'shoygig as well, that doesn't part him, because he does it b'mezid as well. So meiroiv avoinecha, because you do so much mezid, atzmucha tisecha, your shoygig also becomes more powerful, and you get the oynish for the shoygig as well. And that's what Rashi says over here, leman sfoi sarav es atzmeya, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give you an oynish for the shoygig, just like the mezid, because if you do everything b'mezid, you don't have the p'tor of the shoygig. Maybe that's what the Avi Ezri means. And when you do something b'shoygig, you're not sure, maybe you would have done it b'mezid as well. Who said you would have been oymed in the nisoyin and you wouldn't have done it b'mezid? So for any shoygig, there might be a slight mezid in it, meaning that you wouldn't have been oymed b'nisoyin and you would have done it b'mezid too. So when you say vidu for the shoygig, you have to say the loshen of vidu for mezid as well, because you might not have the patur of shoygig and you have to get to kapara just like an aveir b'mezid. Maybe we'll say another explanation in answer to Mechitz Chinuch. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Mechitz Chinuch points this out, that the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Amakadosh Isha, Amanas Shani Tzadik, if someone is Amakadosh and Isha, Amanas Shani Tzadik, even though we know he was a Rashi Kol Yomov, the Isha is Mekudeshah. Says the Gemara, Shema Hira Tshuva V'Libay. Maybe he had a thought of Tshuva, just when he was Amakadosh Isha, he did tshuva, and therefore the Kiddushin is Chal. So the Mechschinach points out that that over there we see in the Gemara that for the Herod Shuvah, just a slight Shuvah, the Shuvah is Chal, and your Averis are Nimchal. And then we see, we know that there's a lot of Ikrim for Shuvah you need. You need Kabbalah, you need Aziva Sachet, you need Vidu, you need Cherata. So how does this happen? With just a hair of tshuva, Rebbeinu Shlomo is Meichel Yochet. We see in Ben Yoina also the same thing. Ben Yoina in Shai Tshuva, Shai Aleph Oistes, brings out that there's three Yesoides for Tshuva. There's Cherata, Vidu, and Aziva Sachet. The three main Yesoides for Tshuva. And then he goes on and he counts another 20 Ikrim for Tshuva. There's a yoga in tzad, the ogre, busha, knia, a whole list of another 20 ikrim for tshuva. So that also needs a bit of an explanation. What are the 3 ikrim for tshuva? And what are the other 20 ikrim for tshuva? What is added on with the 20 more than the first 3? Why do we need those 20 ikrim? What is not enough for the first ikrim of tshuva? So sorry, a bit of the blazer gave a drosh on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He said like this. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Chacham ma mesakne, we don't blow a shofar. This is why. Because there's a gezeira, someone might have a shofar, and you wouldn't know how to blow the shofar, wouldn't know how to make the brach on the shofar, so he'll go to a chacham, to teach him, and he'll be maver, dalet ames, he'll carry the shofar in the shofar rabim. So therefore, Chacham ma mesakne, we don't blow a shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. He says, it's unbelievable. He says, what is the chashash that this might come to happen? He says, in every base medrash, everyone knows that it's Shabbos, everyone knows you know that to carry on Shabbos. Every normal shul has a shayf about to care, mumcha, that's ready for it. So it might happen, a slight chance, that someone wouldn't hear shayfa, and he'll have a shayfa, and he'll forget that it's Shabbos, and he'll carry. So therefore, we mevatel the whole mitzvah of shayfa. He says, when Sifri Chaim and Sifri Meisim are open, it's the Yom HaDin, and the shayfa is the koyach that's ma'ar of the soft, and it doesn't let him be mekatzrik, that's the whole schuster he has. The shofar, so Chazal will mevatel the whole mitzvah of shofar for that slight chance that someone might come to carry a shofar on Shabbos. He says this is a paralytical thing. So he says it comes because we don't understand the koyach of an avera. He says if we would know the outcome of an avera, besides for the maisa avera that you do, the actual avera that you did, the enichanam did a b'shogeg, but the teitzoya and the koyach of an aveira is so big that even that slight chance that someone would come and carry the shofar, it's kedai to be mevatel the whole mitzvah of shofar for that chashash that someone might come to carry it. He said the power and the teitzor of an aveira is so big that if we would know, we would understand why Chazal were mesakne, we shouldn't blow shofar even for that chance that someone might come to carry the shofar. So we see, besides for the etzem maisa aveira that someone does, the teitzoya of the avera and the outcome of the avera is so great. We see the same thing in the Daz Kenem in Pashas Vayera says over there, Avraham gave to the Malachim chema v'cholov. So it says the Daz Kenem, he gave them to eat basa v'cholov. So when Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, so the Malachim said, "Tano hoitchal Hashemayim, give us the Torah." So the Rebbe Shlomo says, well, you ate basa b'cholov, you won't mekayim the Torah, we can't give you the Torah. So then the Rebbe made the Torah Rebbe Shlomo. So it's also an amazing thing. The Malachim were not nitztava on the Torah. The Torah wasn't given b'chlal, and the Malachim were not, they don't have to keep the Torah, but even though they ate basa b'cholov, and they did something connected to the Torah, they did an aveira, even though they're not mechuyiv with it, but they did an aveira, so that was mashpia, and the outcome of that was that they weren't able to be mekabel the Torah. Klal Yisrael were able to mekabel the Torah. Klal Yisrael have a koyach that we have, as chus that Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us, that we can do tshuva. We can do tshuva, but malachim don't have the koyach of tshuva. So because they ate basa b'cholov then, even though they weren't mitzuva on the mitzvahs of the Torah, but they did that maisa aveira that had an ashpah that they couldn't be mekabel the Torah.
What did they eat first?
What did they eat first? They ate it together.
No.
But you can't have a challah. Well, there's a whole talk on that before Matan Chayre after Mitzvah.
That's what the boss of the whole is.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see from that that besides for the etzem maisa avera that everyone does, there's a tetzora and the outcome of the avera. Oh, so what does tshuva help? What does tshuva help? So it could be like this. The tshuva, first you have to get rid of the avera, the etzem maisa avera that you did, but then there's a lot more to tshuva, to be oike the chet, and bring it back to the original matzav that you were without the maisa avera. So like this, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, brings a Maisa, that Rebbe Lozer ben Drudya, he was over kol avera sheba olam. The Gemara says, shalei niach zoyna achas ba olam, shalei bo alea, and so on. And one day he chapped himself, and someone said that Lozer ben Drudya ain't mekabel maisa b'tshuva, he's done everything so bad, there won't be mekabel in b'tshuva. So he chapped himself. And the Gemara says, "Holach v'yoshav ben shnei horim megvois." He went to sit between the mountains, and he said, "Horim megvois, bakshu alai rachmim. Please ask rachmim by the Rebbeinu Shleilam that the Rebbeinu Shleilam should be meichel me." Omgoloi. So the horim megvois said, "Ad shalnu mevakshim alechot. We'll ask for you. Nevakshal atzmeinu. We'll ask for ourselves." And so on. He went to Shemayim v'aretz, and he went to the Levana, to the Chama, so on and on. And they all said the same thing: "If we'll ask for you, we'll ask for ourselves." So I saw the Mepharshim ask the Kasha over there. What do you mean? If we'll ask for you, we'll ask for ourselves. The Chazal say that if someone has something that he needs and he asks it for someone else, then tefilas ina not chila. So if Shemayim v'Aretz and these and the Chama and the Levana, they needed a mechila and a slicha for something, wherever it was, they needed it. So forget, they should ask for Lazim and Rodia, and they'll be neschapa themselves. So the Gemara finishes up. So then he chapped himself. No one wants to do with him. Omar, he said, "In hadava talu elabi, that it's only dependent on me." Heniach roishu ben beikof. So he sat down with God with chia, and he cried. As she yotzei neshmos until he was nifter. Yotzei baska, the baska went out and said, "Reb Lozer ben Drudya, mezumen lachay olam haba. You can go into to olam haba." And then it says, "Bocher Rebbe, Rebbe cried. Omar, yesh koin olam become a shonim, yesh koin olam b'shalachas." So also all the mafashim asked the kasha. What did Rabbi cry about? What was he crying about? What was he sad about? Yesh koina olam b'shal achas. You can be koina olam haba b'shal achas, and you can be koina olam haba b'kama shonim. What was he crying about? So I saw the following shot in the Gemara. Reb Lozer ben Drudya, the Katrila thought that when you do an aveira, there's only the maisa aveira that you do. You did something bad, and that's it. As a mashal, the two shufim, very close friends. And they were very name onto each other, they trusted each other, they were very, very close, they knew each other for years, good shutfim. And one day, one of the shutfim, he stole a bit of the other shutfim, and the other shutfim caught him. So if he'll give back the money, the other shutfim will be moichel him, he'll give back the money, say that he was moichel him, the money's back. But the closeness that there was before the Gneva happened, before he stole, that closeness, you need a lot of work. It will take a long time to get back to that closeness and trust they had in each other as before the Gneva. And the Chanami was Moichalem, he gave it back to him. But that closeness and trust they had in each other will take a long time until he proves it and he shows it and he shows him that he can trust him again. The Vladimir Trudia, he thought that when you do a Maisaveya, all it is the Maisaveya that he did. So therefore he went to Shemayim Vayetz and said, "Ask the Rebbeinu Shleim to be Moichel for me." So they said, if that's all it is, asking the Rebbeinu Shleim for Mechila, then we can do it ourselves. I'll ask for ourselves. We'll ask Mechila. If that's all it is, and that takes it back to as if you've never done it, so we'll ask Mechila for ourselves. Why should I do it for you? That there's a lot more to it. Not just the Mechila of the Rebbeinu, there's the outcome and the Tetzorah and the Richok of between the person and the Rebbeinu Shleim that happens while you do the Aveira. And for that, just asking Mechila will never take you back to the first stage as if you've never done the Aveira. So therefore, by Shemayim V'Aretz going and asking for Mechila, that won't be enough, because Elazar ben Drudya will still be miles apart from the Rebbeinu Shleim as if he would never done the Aveira. So he says, "Ein adova talu elobi." It's talu on me, and I have to work on it, and I have to prove it, and bring myself back closer to Rebbeinu Shleim, and that needs a lot of work to bring you back to that matzav. As if you've never done that aveira. And that's what Rabbi cried about. He said, "Yesh koin olam b'sha'achas, yesh koin olam b'kama shanim." He said, very nice, he was nimchal, he was mezumen l'chayim abo, the Aveira, like Rambam says, even someone was able to call Aveira, if he does tshuva, then we don't mention any Aveira that he did. So very good, he had a mechila for the Efsim Aveira that he did. But that closeness and that kiva that he would have had without doing the Aveiras, he didn't have time to work on that. Yes, koine olam b'sha'achas. He was koine his olam b'sha'achas. He's going into olam above. Our yes, koine olam b'kamashonim. He works a lot of years, and he shows the Rebbeinu Shlomo that he wants to be closer to him, and he taka works on it to not being over there. And you need time for that. Just by doing tshuva, you don't get back to that original stage of not doing any averes bechlal. Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Zion. Also brings out the same thing. It says, the Aveira is merachik the person, besides the Etzmai Aveira, is merachik the person between him and the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and Shuva brings him back closer. He says, Kamo me'ule ma'iles ha'tshuva. How great is Shuva? Emesh, yesterday, hoyezen muvdul me'ashem elekei Yisrael. Yesterday, he was muvdul, he was separated from Rebbeinu Shlomo, Shenema. If you daven, the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't answer his tefillos, and so on. And today, after the tshuva, with all the ikrim of tshuva and all the tznoim of tshuva, hayoyim hu mudbek b'shchina, he's medubek and closer to Rebbeinu Shlomo, shnema v'atam advekim Hashem alekeichem. Soyik v'nenei, if you daven, the Rebbeinu Shlomo answers his tefillos. So you see that the tshuva, emes the tshuva has a koyach to bring you back closer to Rebbeinu Shlomo, to the original matzav, as if you've never done the Aveira. So it depends on Azayit. For the Etzem Maisa Aveira, what the Mechitz Chinuch brings, the Gemara in Kedushin, that with the Hero Tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Moichel Yaveira, so it depends on that for just to be Moichel the Aveira, with the Hero Tshuva, the Aveira itself is Nimchal. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is Moichel you for the Aveira. But what we say that you need all the tnaim of tshuva, you need vidu, you need all the other ikrim of tshuva, for that is to bring you back to the original matzav as if you've never done the aveira. For that you need a lot more work. Just the hera tshuva that the Gemara in Kedushin says nikra tzadik, just with the hera tshuva you nikra tzadik because the Rebbeinu Shlomo is meichel for the aveira. But to bring you back to that closeness as if you've never done the aveira, for that you need a lot more work. For that you need all the other ikrim of tshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina also starts off as 3 ikrim for tshuva, and then he counts out as another 20 ikrim for tshuva. What are the two things? So Rabbeinu Yoina in Sha Aleph always tests us like this: Madreges Rabbis Letshuva. There's a lot of Madreges for tshuva. Ulufia Madreges, according to the Madreges, Yiskayev Ha'odam Alekolish Baruch Hu, he would become closer to Rabbeinu Shloilam. Then he says, Va'onnan. L'chol tshuva timtzos licha. For any tshuva you do, even the slightest here tshuva, timtzos licha, meaning the Rebbeinu Shlomo will be moichel for the etzem aveira that you did. Ach, loititoe hanefesh toya shalom. You won't become as clean. Liyos aveinis klohoyu, that the aveira should be as if you've never done it. To come to that closeness, as if you've never done the aveira, for that you need the other 20 ikrim, a lot more work than just the gimel ikrim of tshuva. And he says, just like the Ben Yoni says, just like the beggar that got dirty. So if you just wipe it off, the dirt's gone. But to clean out the beggar, you need to wash it and clean it. You need a lot more work to get it back to the same matzav. So what we come out from this is that for the etzem ma'isa aveira that you did, a hair of tshuva, the slightest of tshuva would be moichel for the aveira. But to get it back to the original matzav and the original closeness and to take away all the bad tzitzos and outcome of the aveira, for that you need a lot more work. So now we can go back to the Menachos Chinuch. We started off with the Menachos Chinuch. The Menachos Chinuch says that in Rambam it said that you have to say the whole nusach of vidu. Chotasi or visi peshati. The Menachos Chinuch says that all you need is if you do a shege, you say chotasi. If you do a mezid, you say ovisi. You don't need the whole nusach. So the kasha was from David HaMelech that we see David HaMelech did want to say the whole nusach of viduch. He wanted to say the whole nusach of chatos yovisi peshati. So like this, just finish off. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah dashes a pasuk in Shmuel. It says Na'um David ben Yishai u'na'um hageve hukam oil. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah dashes Na'um David ben Yishai Shehekim oila shel tshuva. He was making. He put up the oila of tshuva. The oila of tshuva. So the Vilna Gaon explains like this. He says we see that Adam Rishon was also neschata for the chet of Adam Rishon, but the outcome, the oinish that we have, that the oinish of misa that came out from the avera of Adam Rishon, that is still here. Even though the Bnei Yisrael was moichel the avera, but the tzoyah is here le'oil me'at. Because the tshuva was just the tshuva to be moichel the avera, but to bring it back to the matzav as if he would never done the avera that Adam Rishon didn't have, and therefore the outcome is still here, the oinish of misa is still here. But David HaMelech wanted to did a zat tshuva that was oike the avera as if it was never there. And that's what David HaMelech was making. He was making oila shel tshuva. He brought out that as a zat tshuva that he could be oiked avera and bring it back to that matzav as if he would never done the avera. And that was David HaMelech's chiddush of tshuva. And with that we can explain the Mechas Chinuch that David HaMelech wanted to bring it back to that matzav as if he would never done the avera. Therefore, David HaMelech wanted to say the whole video. He wanted to put in a lot more effort to his tshuva. He wanted to say chotasi, avisi, hashati. Of course, the Mechas Chinuch says when you do a shayi, you just need chotasi, but that's only to be moichel the etzem avera that he did. For that, be moichel the etzem avera, that's enough with chotasi. If it was amazing, it's enough with pashati. But David HaMelech wanted a lot more than that. He wanted to be oikel avera as if he never done it. And for that, as we said, you need a lot more works. Therefore, David HaMelech wanted to make a full video of chotasi, avisi, pashati.